Join Darlene Sailor now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
Did you hear about the guy who wrote a book he called Humility and How I Attained It? Sounds like he was pretty proud of his humility. The Bible talks about false humility, and I think this fellow certainly had it. You don't hear much about humility these days. You're much more apt to read a magazine feature on self-confidence or self-assertion or self-esteem. But in order to be humble, do you have to have low self-esteem? Are the two synonymous? Absolutely not. One of the most humble men I know is actually very accomplished. He speaks 8 languages. In World War II, he fought with the Dutch underground, a dangerous job that required a sharp mind. Later, he headed a large relief organization in Eastern Europe, which involved a great deal of responsibility. Yet, if you met him, you would have a hard time finding out these things about him, for he would direct the conversation toward what was happening in your life. He is always quick to express appreciation for any small kindness shown to him. I've sat in board meetings with him and marveled at his ability to cut to the quick of an issue while maintaining a compassionate attitude toward the people involved. Humble? Yes. Low self-esteem? No way. So how do we achieve humility? True humility comes by getting to know Jesus and following Him. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." No one could ever accuse Jesus of being weak, but He was humble. He did not promote Himself, but ever sought to exalt His Father in heaven. When you get to the bottom line, what do you have that hasn't been given to you? When we realize that all we have been given by God, our response will be a humble attitude.
You've been listening to Darlene Sailor's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.